USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is defending his threatened tariffs on Mexico.
Mexico shouldn't allow millions of people to try and enter our country, and they could stop it very quickly. And I think they will. And if they won't, we're going to put tariffs on.
President Trump speaking at a joint news conference with outgoing British Prime Minister Theresa May. As far as a deal being reached on immigration before those tariffs can go into effect, Republican from California and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says,
I noticed the conversations with the leaders in Mexico as well have been very productive.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is calling for a special session to take up gun control legislation following the deadly mass shooting in Virginia Beach. During a news conference today, the Democrat from Virginia says he's calling lawmakers back to Richmond in an effort to pass what he calls common sense public safety laws. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Despicable, that's the word being used by Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson when he described some of the violence in Chicago over the past few days. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson is blaming the flow of illegal guns in a too lenient criminal justice system for the high level of violence in Chicago.
We saw a despicable level of violence with 52 shot and 10 killed.
The South and West sides of Chicago have long struggled with the violence that many have blamed on gangs, drug deals, and personal disputes that escalated.
Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost is calling for an end to the statute of limitations for rape. He released a letter on Monday, which was also signed by the five previous attorneys generals, that says murder cases don't have a statute of limitations.
In some ways, you might say it's worse than homicide because the trauma that stems from rape is borne by the survivor for the remainder of life.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A surveillance video shows 3-year-old Kaylee Dallas nearly drowning in an apartment pool just outside of Dallas, Texas. Now her older sister, Jayla Dallas, and a nearby police officer saved her life. Now her mother, Denisha, is sending an urgent message about pool safety and those little floaties that kids like so much.
Don't take your eyes off of them. All the floats are not safe. Be careful. Watch your kids.
Pool safety advocate Jim Spears, CEO of Swim Jim, also tells ABC's Good Morning America.
Most experts will say that if the child cannot swim and they're in an inflatable in the pool, their parents should also be in the pool with them, and they should be within arm's length. That way there's no risk of the child slipping out and the parent not knowing about it.
A new study holds good news for coffee lovers. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
This new study finds that drinking 25 cups of coffee a day is no worse for your heart than drinking just one. Researchers with the British Heart Foundation looked at more than 8,000 people who drank varying amounts of coffee and they compared MRI scans. The data seems to contradict previous studies that suggested that coffee stiffens arteries and increases the risk of heart attacks.
And finally, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell believes the number of preseason games should be reduced. Speaking at Jim Kelly's charity golf tournament near Buffalo, New York, Goodell says he doesn't think it takes 4 preseason games to evaluate players for a regular season. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.